6.1, minutes of the last regular council meeting of April 11th. A motion to accept the minutes. Counselor Kelly, second Counselor Crowley. Any errors or omissions in the minutes? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? Unanimous, thank you very much. Under 7.0, dangerous or unsightly, we do not have anything to bring forward today. Under 8.0, economic development. 8.1, social or regional enterprise network newsletter for information purposes. Anyone have any comments or questions on that? Hearing none, we will move on to 9.0, CAO's office. Under 9.1, we have Union Nova Scotia Municipality Spring Workshop. Counselor Crowe, would you like to take the lead on this?
I so recommend that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the registration of up to 2 elected officials to attend the Union of Nova Scotia Municipality Spring Conference from May 10th to the 12th, 2017.
Seconded by Councilor Fisk. CAO, would you like to give us a briefing on this?
Sure. So per our policy 47, we're to request Council's approval for attendance at meetings, workshops, and conferences. During budget, we put in a little bit of money to enable us to re-engage with UNSM going forward. The agenda on this package is included. It includes a number of things that are pertinent to our community, including doctor recruitment, transforming services for people with disabilities, asset management, trailblazing, so as we looked at this agenda, there were a couple of councilors that expressed interest in alignment with their priorities that would like to attend and bring back that information to council to share with us as a whole.
Any questions or comments of councilors on this item? Yeah. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We'll move on to 9.2, policy review, recommendation policy for repeal. Councilor Fancy, would you like to take the lead on 9.2?
It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality repeal the following operational policies. Policy 3, printing bylaws for public. Policy 5, agreement of purchase and sale. Policy 9, staff involvement with external organizations. Policy 20, standardizing base rates. Policy 43, programming policy. And policy 68, attendance at FCM conference.
And a seconder for that motion? Councilor Kelly? Any discussion? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous, thank you. We'll move on to 9.3, correspondence from Ministry of Affairs for information. CAO, would you like to ask this briefing?
So annually it's required under the Municipal Government Act that if government's doing anything that's going to have financial impact on the municipality, they provide us with 12 months notice. And so typically we get a letter every year, and this is the letter that we have for this year. Some of the things are not quite specific in terms of what our impacts are to budget, but we will be monitoring that for impact in future year budgets. So let's just share to put it in the public record.
Any questions or comments, councilors? We'll move on to 10.0, engineering works, and I have nothing to bring forward today. Councilor Fancy.
I always say, can we have an update? I hate to go through a meeting without an update of where we are with the road projects and such.
Brad's not here, but I can have him do one next council meeting.
We will follow up with that, but I can tell you that my understanding is that we're making very good progress on Main Street. Looks like we're ahead of schedule, And there is bedrock on School Street, which we all anticipated, so that is going to be a struggle. And we'll be using heavy equipment on that. Councilor Kelly?
I just wanted to ask if you know, and you could comment on this, will Main Street be open as soon as they're finished, that part of the project? Will it, does it stay closed for the whole entire length of the project? But once they're finished that and move on School Street, will it just be School Street?
It's my understanding that there will be some consideration to opening Main. CAO, would you have an update on that?
Sure, and again, Brad can give more specifics. May 9th, so we got down to get an update. Clearly, we wanted to get a jump on Main Street to get out of there as soon as possible and minimize construction impacts. It's unpredictable of what we're finding underground and when we would be cleaned up and out of there, but absolutely the desire is to minimize impact to tourism. But I don't have specific dates.
Okay, thank you.
Deputy Mayor McLeod?
If I may make a suggestion, and it's under the engineering works, but because we're doing these projects and because there's questions and the community as well as council would be left like to be updated, I would certainly request that our engineer, director of engineering, be here at the council meeting, at least one of the council meetings of the month, to bring us up to date on these, so we really don't have to ask for each time.
So no, thank you. Any other councilors? Okay, we will move on to 11, finance. Under 11.1, branch to organizations. Councilor Muse, would you take the lead?
It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve adding an additional $250 to the grants to organization awarded to the Mersey Band Society. This is in addition to the funding approved on April 11th, 2017, and will bring the total allotted to the Mersey Band Society in the 2017-2018 grants to organization funding to $1,000.
Second, Deputy Mayor McLeod. CAO, would you like to speak?
Sure. This is more or less housekeeping. When I drafted the report for the original amount at budget approval, I neglected. I shorted the entire envelope by 250, which was intended to be recommended to the Mersey Band Society to their full envelope. So this is actually just correcting and then to kind of error.
Any comments or questions by councilors? Deputy Mayor McLeod?
I'd just like to say how a great organization the Mersey Band is, and they certainly have had a lot of involvement in any of our events and festivals in Queens County. And I feel bad that I didn't recognize that when we were going through the grants, but I think it certainly is well deserved. And they do their own fundraising as well, and I know it's a struggle to do that, so it's great to have them on our list.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Any other councilors? Are we ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. We will now move on to 12.0, Recreation and Community Facilities. Now I'd ask Diana Johnson if she'd like to come forward. So we are under 12.1, Project Your Park Activities and Equipment. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you. Before I get to the actual information report, I just want to let you all know that we have a student from NSCC Recreation and Healthy Communities program in Truro with us for the next 5 weeks. Lynn Dennis is at the table at the back. She started yesterday, and she was probably fairly overwhelmed and went home kind of with a lot of different ideas in her head. So hopefully she'll be a huge asset to us in the next 5 weeks, focusing on events and things in Privateer Park. For this information report, the content revolves around providing more physical activity opportunities in the park. Simply put, it's just providing opportunities through a minimal cost. So games and activities that, although we haven't ironed out all the details, can be managed maybe at the VIC or the VIC, or somehow through our PA in a box program here at the municipal building. Unfortunately, those details haven't been figured out, but I'm confident they will be done easily, and that these opportunities will be available right at Privateer Park. And things will consist of, in the report you'll see there's a little attachment at the back that shows a lot of easy and natural activities such as giant Jenga, checkers on a large scale. And again, these are simply just examples of what we might provide. They might be a little different by the time we get there, and maybe a little more permanent, so someone's not picking them up at the end of every day. The checkers could be, you know, some cement blocks that are put into the ground. And then things like Twister will just be painted on a weekly basis, probably. They're just dots. We do have access to a volleyball net. We're still trying to figure out where exactly we're going to put that and the use of it over the summer and the maintenance. But things like washer toss and all kinds of things that tourists or the public can just come and use on a daily basis. So that's the general idea of this report. Any questions?
Any questions, councilors? Councilor Kelly?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. A lot of us sit around and talk about this stuff, and we really appreciate that you're actually doing these things in Privateer Park. I did want to ask one question. I've been looking at the park as well because I'm also at a part of the Queens County Soccer Association, and there's a number of meets for soccer that come along throughout the summertime, and we were talking about it the other day about maybe having one of them here, and it would be great to have it in Privateer Park. And I do believe, I keep looking at it, and it looks like there's enough room in Privateer Park to have two soccer pitches.
So crosswise.
One, I guess one in this side of the walkway, if you will, and one over there by the where the ship,
yep.
The wooden ship is. I wonder if I could get, wonder if you know if that's possible or not, or if that's something else that could fit in with a plan for the summertime to be able to host a soccer meet there this summer.
I don't have the answer offhand. The lines would have to be painted and things of that nature, and then the organization of it would have to take place through somebody.
Yeah.
We unfortunately don't have the staff to be able to be on hand every weekend either, so if we could find a group that wanted to do something like that and measure off the fields and see if it fits.
Okay. Well,
I'm not sure if there's also any reason that we couldn't have soccer there, because, I mean, then you are risking up tearing up the grass.
Yeah.
So those are issues that I think would need further discussion, but
okay.
Not that it's not a possibility.
Yeah.
I would like to have nets there, maybe smaller nets just for the same kind of purpose.
Yes.
But the issue is, where are we storing these things?
Exactly. Yeah.
Councilor Phillips?
When I started the festival way back when, the grass was incredibly an issue that we couldn't do anything. We were fighting to get information or get approval to be on that grass. They used to measure the grass. They used to, but in the end, it is grass that grows with grass seed. And painted lines will grow out in a week, as you said. We have been stifled by the fact that we don't want to ruin our grass, so therefore we don't do anything. So I hope that we can forget that all of that and know that it's just grass, and whatever we do there, it's to get more people in that park. So if there's a chance the soccer field could go in there, paint those lines on and get people in that park. So. And stop worrying about the grass that's going to grow back in a week.
Sure. One of the other issues we might contend with two soccer fields is, I'd like to put the volleyball net there on a semi-permanent basis, so those poles could cause an issue as well, but that would still leave us room otherwise. But all those things are open for discussion.
Deputy Mayor Five.
I know. Thank you very much for that. I know all of us can kind of do a brainstorming session on what we could do down there, which are very easily and not very expensive. And it's interesting you bring this forward, because when I read this on the agenda, my mind was just going of the different things we could do. And I know just recently I was going to make some of those, that formula for those big, balloons, bubbles, the giant bubbles.
Yep.
And I thought, okay, what we have to do, we have to get those little sticks made so that everybody knows what the size and the string and all that you need. It'd be really fun to have that sort of thing down there.
Absolutely.
And I'm also thinking about, I took my granddaughter down there last year, and we did some kite flying down there.
Yeah.
You know, this is a great time of year to do that. And it was so much fun, so I thought, this is amazing to actually get somebody to take this seriously and do some activity down there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The sky's the limit in that.
It is, and it as long as things are reasonably inexpensive, we can provide and store certain items at a.
And the lawn bowling, I'm guessing, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Any other councillors? Councillor Fancy?
I was just thinking that if you could have a watching TV, it's quite amazing, these things they give with drones. You know, they could put through things like that. If you could have some kind of event where you take drones and they have to land it over here, and then they have to land it over here, you know, and have some kind of an event that it had, you know, you got a big park there. You could be able to take the drones and make them move along in step the stages or things like that.
I think there's restrictions now on the drones, so I'm not sure that we could do it. Prior to those restrictions, I think it would have been feasible. But I don't even think you're allowed to fly a drone anywhere near people.
Okay. Any other councillors? Well, thank you, Diana. Great presentation. We will now move on to 12.2, Queen's Place Premier Center Advisory Minutes, March 7th, for information. Any comments or questions of councillors on that? Next item, 12.3, is a similar set of minutes for Queen's Place.
Oh, sorry.
You have a question on the first one? Councillor Kelly?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I wanted to bring up something about Queen's Place. Is that okay to do that now? I noticed
that would be a good spot as any.
I noticed that in the hallway over at Queen's Place, we had the Queen's County Minor Hockey closing on Sunday, and all of the banners that have been previously won by Queen's County Minor Hockey Association teams, even the ones that were over at Queen's Memorial Arena, were brought over and placed in the hallway, and they're gone now. And I'm wondering does anybody know what happened to them and what the plan is for those banners? And I hope we're going to be showcased.
I don't have the answer to that question. I would ask our CAO.
I'll find out and staff will get back to you.
Follow up on that. So any comments or questions on the March 7th meeting minutes for the advisory committee? Thank you. We'll move on to 12.3, the April 4th minutes of the advisory committee meeting. Any questions or comments on that one? Councillor Kelly?
Yeah, it refers to the Policy 79 draft, and it's not included in the minutes.
That will be coming to council for, they've made a recommendation that some of on it, those reports will be coming to council on the line.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Thank you very much. We will move on to 13.0 planning. Under 13.1, we do have a housekeeping amendments. Councillor Kelly, would you like to take the lead?
Okay. I recommend that the Council of the Region of Queen's Municipality give notice of its intention to adopt a bylaw respecting amendments to the Region of Queen's Municipality Land Use Bylaw, which would see rezoning of PID number 7002-7776 from restricted residential R1 to multiple unit residential R3, and rezoning of PID number 7002-5457 from restricted residential R1 to multiple unit residential R3, and that a public hearing be held on May 23rd, 2017 in the council chambers of the Municipal Building 249 White Point Road in Liverpool, Nova Scotia at 8:55 a.m.
The seconder, Councillor Fisk. Planner Mike McLeod, would you like to speak to you?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I guess these rezoning amendments are essentially housekeeping items when the region-wide municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw were adopted back in 2009. I guess zoning boundaries were applied to about 22,000 parcels of land within the municipality. Unfortunately, subsequent to that time, it's been brought to our attention that a number of properties were incorrectly zoned. These two in particular, there are multiple unit residential buildings located on each of the properties. The zoning designation should have originally reflected the multiple unit residential designation, and it's reflecting the single restricted residential designation. So the owners of the properties have requested that we initiate a process to have the properties correctly zoned as multiple unit residential.
Any comments or comments or questions of councilors? Councilor Kelly?
Are these the only two? Does this clear this up completely for this particular issue?
There's a number of other ones that we've recognized that, and I guess we originally intended to have it all done through the municipal planning review, but the owners have requested that these ones in particular be looked at this time. So in order to, I guess, not muddy the waters for their amendments that they've requested, that we just look at these. We'll look at the rest of them through the municipal planning review.
So is there any reason why they can't be included in this? Is it pretty straightforward? Would we have to go through this whole, if the issue came up again before the municipal planning review was completed, would we have to go through this whole process again?
It has to go through the formal amendment process, that's correct, but it was in order for these to progress in a timely manner. We were just addressing these two at the time.
So if we did any more, it would slow this process down?
It could potentially.
Okay.
There's other property owners involved, so.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
Any other councilors? Deputy Mayor Plante?
Just to clarify, Mike, once this goes through the process of the public notices in the paper, then it comes back to council for approval on the 23rd?
Yes, the public hearing and council on the 23rd,
yeah.
That's correct.
So then the notice of passing then would happen on the notice of passing, but it could be passed on the 23rd.
And I guess that notice of passing is required under legislation to advertise that the council has approved the amendment, so that's just part of the legislative process.
Thank you.
Any other councilors? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mayor. Under 14.0 reports, we have 14.1, Building Inspector's Month Report for March. Any questions or comments? Councilor Fancy?
Yes, I don't fully understand it, of course, just trying to read it and try to, I'd have to have more information about it, but the total number of building permits issued, did we get 142? Let me see, we had 142 last year and 80 this year. Is that what I'm seeing? And that would be
for that 10-month period.
Yeah, for 10-month period.
The year to date for last year is March 2016, and the year to date for current is February.
Right.
20.
Right. So to March of last year, though, so there were a lot more.
There's a month missing.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you see the value up here, when I see the value of a commercial, so one's 2 million, one's 91,000. So must have one a lot of buildings and the other one just being a renos. Is that what it's trying to say? Additions, like, if somebody puts on a porch or they put on a.
Yes, perhaps we could have Planner Michael Platt clarify some of this to assist.
I just don't know.
Another fair question. We'll provide what we can.
Yeah. So, Councillor Fancy, just for clarification, I guess, in your to the question that you're.
Okay. First off, last year we had 142 renovations. Basically last year, and this year we're from April onward from last year to February this year, we've had 80, I guess, renovations.
Permits.
Not permits, but not renovations, but permits. So permits could be something small or something large.
I guess permits are for anything.
That's
whether
right.
It's renovations,
right.
New construction, or whatever. So,
right.
And I guess it's the total numbers, that's certainly something that's beyond. It's just however many permits are applied for. Last year was an extremely busy year for permits. So I guess it's one of those things. It's the number that comes in is the number that comes in. The number of renovations and values there.
Right.
Last year there was 9. This year there are 2. It's I guess that's just reflective of the number. Types of permits that are applied for. Those numbers change on a year-to-year basis.
So the value of commercial could be saying new house building, that you're getting a lot of money tied into into the permits.
Yeah, oh yeah, and like as part of the permit process, the value or the estimated value of the construction, renovations or whatever is included as part of the permit. So again, with the permits, that's gonna vary from year to year as well.
Absolutely.
Ms. Deputy Mayor McBride?
Still on the token of numbers versus this year versus last year, my under the year to date last year, and under the housing, let's take the very first one, value of housing. So does that mean there were 19 applications last year for a total value of $3,750,000?
That's correct.
And this year only, and we're losing, and we're one month behind in this report. So it's very, very encouraging to see 41 applications and $6 million for just this past year so far in the value. That makes sense.
Yeah, and it's yeah,
certainly. And that's residential housing. That's not the commercial bills, is that right?
No, that would be. I think that would include multiple units.
The multiple units, right? But
yeah.
I mean housing itself, not in commercial businesses.
No, absolutely no. That's right. Your commercial value or your commercial permits are the fourth item down. So.
Yeah. That's really, really good.
Any other councilors? Thank you, Mike. 14.2, RCMP monthly report. Any comments or questions on that?
Yes, Councilor Bissett. Just one comment. When will the staff sergeant may be present to give us a talk to?
At any meeting that we would request the issue.
Okay.
Would you like to have?
Well, I'm just wondering, we should have an update once in a while from the head chief.
The CAO will make a note and work that through the system. Thank you, Councilor Fisk. Deputy Mayor McBride?
I'd just like to just have not an announcement, but just what I know was happening. You know that very, very, very unfortunate post fire with the sudden death that happened out in Port Jolly there, and this is in the report. I understand that there is an application for a Medal of Bravery that's in the process now through RCMP to award the young man that saved the woman from the house. I just thought I'd let you know that. And they've applied for other recommendations as well, accommodations as well. So I really wanted to let you know that this is in the works and hopefully that, and that's very, very appropriate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very appreciated for additional service.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Any other councillors? Okay, we will move on to 14.3, bylaw enforcement monthly report. Any comments or questions here? Hearing none, we'll move on to 15.0, other. Under 15.1, fire department and medical first responder annual registration. Councillor Fisk, would you like to take the lead here?
That the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the 2017-18 Fire Department and Medical First Response Registration for Greenfield and District Fire Department, Liverpool Firefighters Association, Mill Village and District Fire Department, North Queens Fire Association, Port Midway Fire Department, and West Queens Medical First Responder Society, effective April 1st, 2017. According to the service levels of each department, including on their 2017-18 application for registration.
Second for that motion? Johnson? CAO, would you like to give us a briefing?
Anything to add to this? This is simply administrative. Annually, we receive these applications to register as emergency service provider and bring them forward to council for approval. So I don't believe there's anything of note in them.
It's just a routine annual.
Any questions or comments of councilors? Are you ready for the question on the motion? All those in favor of the motion? It is unanimous. Thank you. We'll move on to 15.2. Councilor appointment, Western Region Crown Land Stakeholder Interaction Committee. Councilor Johnson, would you like to take the lead?
Sure.
It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality appoint Councillor Kevin Muse as the municipal representative on the Western Region Crown Land Stakeholder Interaction Committee and appoint Councillor Raven Fisk as his alternate.
Seconded. Mr. Fancy. CAO, would you like to speak?
Sure. We've received this request from the committee that's managed by Department of Natural Resources. It's a broad committee that works on the management of the Western Region Crown Lands for public comments and all of that.
Any comments or questions of councillors? Are you ready for the question on the motion? All those in favor? It is unanimous. Thank you very much. 15.3, Smoke-Free Nova Scotia. Deputy Mayor McLeod.
I sure will. It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality support the advocacy request of Smoke-Free Nova Scotia.
Seconded. Councillor Fisk. CAO, would you like to speak?
So this stemmed from received correspondence from Smoke-Free Nova Scotia, and summarily they're advocating regarding packaging, and with council's approval on this, I'll add council's name to the support for your advocacy.
Any questions or comments? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion? Thank you very much. 15.4, Councillor Wilson, Senior Safety Programs Coordinator. Information. Councillor Johnson, would you like to take the lead?
Sure. Just before I read the motion, a little bit of the preamble to this.
If you would give your motion first.
Oh, okay. It is recommended that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality request a staff report with respect to age-friendly communities and municipal senior safety programs in Nova Scotia, with an objective to provide options and advice to Council respecting the safety and inclusion of seniors in the Region of Queens Municipality.
Seconded. Councillor Fancy. Now Councillor Johnson, if you'd like to brief us a bit.
Sure. Well, that motion, I think, for us as a council, ties a lot of pieces together. The fact that we are recognized as part of our strategic plan as being seniors friendly. As part of anybody who read the book on 13 Ways to Kill Your Community, is certainly you want to ignore the seniors. And the seniors add a lot of value to the community. And in particular, the position of the seniors safety officer and the safety of these seniors in our community. This particular motion, can be made very simple, and it cleaned up the piece. I feel it cleans up the piece in one of the major questions we had when we were deliberating around grants to organizations, is the request that we received from this particular organization, does it actually fit there or doesn't it? This is a good opportunity for us to get our ducks lined up, understand what other municipalities do, as well as align us now for preparing next year's budget and getting ready for that perspective. So understanding what other regions and jurisdictions do around the role of the senior safety officer, how it is funded, whether it's a full-time job, and to realistically stop a lot of hearsay and things like that, understand what the actual workload is for that position. Is it real? And where do we fit this? From my study, and not to try to direct where staff goes with this, some of these places are even more now, jurisdictions are even more than a full position. It's a full position and a half, a full position and a quarter, and things like that. So just to get us lined up and help us with our deliberation around grants to organizations.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. CAO, would you have a few comments on this issue?
Sure. So as Councillor Johnson states, basically our planning for the 18-19 budget basically starts now. So this is exactly exactly right, working on some things. Council had talked a lot about in our strategic priorities around seniors, and we're getting back into some strategic planning with council in the near future. So staff would go away and create a report on this for council to consider as you move forward in making decisions on how to invest in that priority.
Yes, Deputy Mayor McLeod.
So if I can direct this to Richard. Richard, when you say the staffing, is that through the finance department and including other departments as well, so that you get all the information as safety, funding, that sort of thing, so it would be a discussion amongst various members of the various departments? And it says age-friendly as well as seniors. So.
Yeah, my intent is primarily there's a listing of about 20 senior safety coordinators across those stores. I'm going to work with my staff to collect that table and that basic information and then work on the report considering this as well, putting in as we go through strategic planning some of the other investment opportunities around seniors that may be considered. And that will keep things up for council to consider as we're looking at future budget.
Okay, great, thank you.
Councilor Freeland?
Might I suggest that before we start on this, last week we had our annual general meeting for Queen's Care Society, and we had Simone D'Entremont, who's the Deputy Minister of the Department of Seniors there, and it was a real eye-opening moment that had he been our first point of contact from the start of this organization, I think a lot of questions would have been answered. So I think it's about not reinventing the wheel. They have a lot of programs, a lot of funding, a lot of issues, and goes far beyond the senior safety coordinator. But if you're talking about a senior-friendly town, they've done all the work, they've done all the studies, they have a great report that's out now that aligns 51 or 52 things that they are actively doing now. So I think that, I think for council's knowledge, it would be great to meet with this gentleman as well. And it has to be known by staff what's out there and available. So very eye-opening and a wonderful speaker, and they've got it going on. So yeah, I'd love to see that as part of the whole conversation.
Thank you, Councillor Frelick. Any other comments? Yes, Councillor Johnson?
Yeah, just to speak again, just briefly. In light of efficiency or effectiveness, I kind of would like to be able to put some kind of a proposed date, nothing cast in stone, but a proposed date when we could expect this report to come back to us for review.
CAO?
I would anticipate within, I'd say, June, the work will be done over the next month.
Any other councillors?